This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was the perfect storm of, that's not the way you want to start when you're, everybody's got lots of energy and jump, but there's some tension to it always at the start. So when you're behind one, and that was our first period, you know, we didn't look like ourselves. And then righted it in the second, and after that, had a pretty good push in the third.
Paul, what do you attribute that sloppy start to the first two?
Coaching. That's what I do.
All right, Paul Maurice, man, that's on me, man. That's on me. That's on not being ready to go. That's I got to do a better job. Boy, I'll tell you what. What is it? 33 seconds in, Toronto scored in that game and end up really dominating that first period 3-1, and led 4-1 after two periods. And then the Panthers, we ain't going away. We're not going away. We had a 5-4 game with 1:55 left and had some shots, man. Had a couple of pretty good looks there, man. And anyway, end up losing game one. That's okay. It's a best of seven. Of course, the story that you're going to be hearing a lot about today is Anthony Stolarz, the goalie. Sounds familiar. Yeah, he was a Panthers goalie too. And has played really well and is their number one guy now. Even though he didn't have the most starts in the regular season, he did have a lot of starts and ends up taking a shot, Sam Bennett, the forearm and elbow, although it really started before that. If you saw him take a puck, never saw the puck, and it hit him right in the head early in the game. And knocked the mask off. So from there, you could see they did close-ups, and I was like, well, I'll tell you what, that was the NFL, and they saw him doing that, Woody. I don't know if you saw the close-ups. They were showing he was trying to get his eyes, and he was shaking his head, and he was trying to, you know, and I was like, uh-oh, he got dinged up. We called that the old dinged up in the old days, and nobody picked up on it. I don't know. Listen, I don't know. And he got hit by Sam Bennett. He took the forearm elbow to the head later on and had a delayed reaction, came over the side and started throwing up. And it was just strange. And thought, can you imagine all those guys sitting there and all of a sudden your goalie's over there and starts throwing up? So he ends up going on a stretcher on ambulance and they get him to the hospital and hopefully he's going to be okay. But, I mean, I'm not a doctor. I know Dr. Swartzen does a lot of the concussion stuff. I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one in the morning, but, boy, that sure looked like starting with that first puck to the head. And matter of fact, Dr. Swartzen, I think, is with the team up there anyway. But what a crazy one last night. And so there's going to be a lot of Sam Bennett hating today for a suspension. There wasn't even a penalty, by the way, on the play. So, anyway. Panthers down 1-0. We'll find out about all the rest of the stuff. But, hey, man, you play these guys, and it's always interesting for me to watch the pregame shows, and they're going, listen, man, you play the Panthers. They're going to be chippy. They're going to get physical. They're going to try to get under your skin, and once they do it, they've got you, and they're, you know, and I'm like, wow, to hear these guys talking about this, and Toronto had to redo some of their team to get tougher and get some more physical guys to match up with them, and I'm listening to all this stuff, and I go, wow, that's a reputation, man. Sam Bennett, and they mentioned Tkachuk and some other guys, and Ekblad, of course, had been suspended for that game last night. He'll be back for the next one. But so that's what's going on out there. You're down 1-0, no biggie. You got a lot more games, first one to win four, but off to a real slow start last night, and they got some firepower, man. William Nylander last night, 2 goals and assist in that first period, was pretty good. Billy Lindsay's going to wake up with us a little bit later on up in Toronto, and we'll talk to Billy this morning about everything up there, and, you know, intentional, not intentional, and all the stuff that he's being accused of right now up there in Canada. And we've seen this. Sam Bennett's done it before, and they're bringing up exactly 2 years ago what he did. He body slammed a player, and there was no penalty on that call. And how much more is the league going to take, and with Sam Bennett? So anyway, that was kind of stuff to kind of add on to everything.
A lot of drama in these playoffs.
Yeah, and it's all us, man. We're right in the middle of it.
We are. Hey, this is a good little matchup too here, though, man.
I love this team. Yeah. I love the personalities of them. Tkachuk doesn't back down. They're even going, yeah, if it's Barkov, you would go if it was a guy like Barkov who's a class act. But when it's Bennett, and I was like, we got the nice guy, Barkov, who is also the best player on the team. So anyway, that was some of last night. And Justin Tucker, everybody's going to take it a little different, man. Hey, I would have let his ass go too. 16 massage therapists, 18 different spas. I know some of you guys are these women are all out to get his money. One of the highest paid field goal kickers. Yeah. A couple. By the way, the NFL investigation is still going on, and he is accused of sexual misconduct with all these women. Anyway, the team just, they drafted a Tyler Loop, 6th round out of Arizona, field goal kicker. Once they made that move and they drafted a kicker, he was done. Thank you for great years. Thank you for helping us. You've been a big part of us winning, but we don't need this. You're just not going to put up with it.
And you're okay with the calling it a football decision, which it's obviously not.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you call it. I think that's out of respect to him.
Out of respect?
Well, they don't know for sure.
Jeez, man. They don't know for sure. I'm big on this whole, you know, innocent until proven guilty thing too, but my God, that's a
Why
lot.
Are you so bothered? What? They got rid of him. Rid of the guy. You're worried about...
Because they got rid of him. They sent them off with this really nice statement and all this stuff.
Okay.
It's like,
they fired him.
No, this is why you're getting released.
They got well, they don't know yet.
They don't know.
Well, they're waiting for they didn't wait for the investigation. It's that we got
to
move on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they have to wait to hear from all 16 women,
hey,
I guess.
And that story's not going away in Baltimore. It's not going away. It's not. And some of those women are going to be talking. And they just, I would have got rid of them too. Like, it's hard enough to win without drama around your team. I'm telling you, drama. And then on top of that, you missed a lot of field goals last year.
He really did miss a lot.
He missed a couple extra points, and they're going, I think he missed 10 total. And they're like, you know, we'll put up with it, but a lot of people think that's why he didn't kick well. He knew all this stuff was coming, and he decided that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. My wife's going to support me. And
would your wife support you?
Well, I let me just say this. If you're a kicker, and I use Brandon Fields as an example, he had one woman who worked on him. These guys don't bounce around. They usually have one that they trust. They know exactly the massage they need for their body, mm-hmm. and they don't bounce around to 19 different ones like Sean Watson and Justin Tucker.
19 for Watson? Come on, bro. That was...
No, you know what I mean.
You shortchange the guy.
No, but the point is, when you're going through a whole bunch, you don't just have one.
No, I know what you're saying, but just don't shortchange him. Come on, man.
So anyway, it's cold business, and I'm sure they appreciate. He was a great kicker, man. He won. I saw his show up close. I think he was. I can't remember what year that was. He just. They must have had 18 points on 50-yard field goals from him. I swear he made 50-plus yard field goals. I remember they're right, splitting the upright. And it wasn't even a great day. It was unbelievable. But these teams, man, what have you done for me lately? And again, as we talk about all the time, you'll put up with a lot. This one, though, after the Deshaun Watson thing, is you're toast. You can say whatever you want. You can get in front of, and I know Justin Tucker's a Catholic. He can get in front of the priest, and you can tell him whatever you want privately in a confession. But there ain't nobody believing your story. It's just that 16 massage therapists in 8 different spas that they know of, you know. So they're not
going to. Tyreek Hill's a good example of it. You know, they'll put up with a lot, right?
Yeah, but this one, this. Yeah, listen, his stuff's not. He's got his own stuff, but
yeah, his stuff's equally as bad. And
no,
and
it's not as bad as this. This is bad,
pretty bad. But
I know, but don't if you're gonna don't start ranking stuff. This is
I'm not fine. I won't rank Watson stuff, but I'm just saying, like, you know, Tyreek's a good example of like teams will put up with a lot as long as you're good.
Yes, yes, they will.
He's the best example of that,
and they need him. And I know a lot of people think, well, the GM and head coach need him. They need him to stay around, and they need him to be really good, and he's been great. And somebody told me the other day he's been quiet. It's been, you know, somebody told me, I think he's really learned, like, he's been a different guy around here, man. It's been good. And then he decided he had to come out with his top 5 quarterbacks last night. Why? Why? Why not do your top 5 movies you like? Why not do your top 5 places you like to go for
dinner?
Someone
asked him.
Well, say, hey, man, you know, there's a big list, man. I'm gonna, you know.
We could say, you know, as the last guy, he could say, oh, my guy Tua. He could have just thrown Tua in there. Probably that doesn't. We're not talking about it this morning.
I don't know.
Baker Mayfield, though.
I don't think anybody thinks Tua. I don't think anybody out there, even the Tua fan club, thinks he's a top 5 quarterback right now.
Tua fan club.
But I just would think that. The guy throws you the football, maybe you ought to stay away from that topic. Maybe. I mean, you can mention your old quarterback because you do that and they're used to it. And Patrick Mahomes, hey, Patrick Mahomes, there's a bunch of good ones, and leave it at that. But you name that list, and then you're going to go throw it the guy today. Just weird. You can say whatever you want. Well, he ought to take it. Like, hey, man, I'll say it to your face, man. You ain't a top 5 quarterback. Now throw me this damn corner route. Throw me a takeoff today. Let's go. Never gets old, though. That's
pretty awesome.
Never know what's next, man.
And you over here thought he would be quiet.
Well, I wasn't thinking anything like this.
I'm sure you weren't.
So Ann gets this. You know, Ann's on her way in here. She should be a 7 o'clocker this morning going in.
Oh, yeah, she's got to have a fun day.
She's like, all right.
He's done it again.
Mike, can I meet with you for a sec here? You and Chris, you got a second. Not, I don't think it's a big deal, but we just want to, you know, a heads up to everybody so that there aren't any, you know, we're building chemistry up here and camaraderie with our players and, you know, getting to know each other and coaches and players getting to know each other during these OTAs. We got everybody showing up. It's been great. Everybody that you want there is there. And just make sure. I don't know, man. It's just, you can say whatever you want. I know this gives you, if you don't like Tua, it's a good chance for you. And I see texts coming in and you're bashing them. But, hey, he's your quarterback and Tyreek Hill's your wide receiver. I don't know. There's no reason to come out with that or just add a name. Just add 7 or 8 names. Put 7 or 8 names on it. Maybe Tyreek Hill's got a second list. Like, oh, that was just the first 5, but these 2 or 3 are in there with him too. And he'll do that. Anyway, we got to go to break here, man. I know. A hobby? Is there a new hobby he can get? Is there video games at home?
Well, the problem is when he plays his video games, I think he goes live, doesn't he?
I don't know.
That's not really your wheelhouse, but...
No. No. I got my own hobbies.
Do you?
No, I really don't.
Yeah,
I
didn't think you did.
Atlanta Men's Clinic is one of my hobbies, making sure I go there to make sure ED and low T ain't coming back. I can tell you that. Man, I got to tell you, folks. Guys, whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s, if you're going through low T right now and you're going, well, what do you mean? Like, are you tired all the time? Are you in a fog? Are you not sleeping better? Have you noticed you're even a little grumpy? And you almost feel sometimes depressed. And then on top of that, if you've noticed your sex drive is not what it used to be, and sometimes it's hit or miss, and it's getting to be a lot more miss than hit. Well, if you're going through all that stuff, man, you have ED and low T. That's the bad news. The good news, Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it. They did it for me a year ago, and I got to tell you, the results were so good. I said, man, let me tell everybody, whether you see me out and you want to ask me Friday night at our event or anytime, I am all in on cheerleading at Atlantic Men's Clinic because it works so well. You got to set up that first appointment. You meet with them. You get all your testing done. You tell them what's going on, how bad it is, and they put you on a program that is specifically made for you to have great results and quickly. And you get rid of ED. You get rid of low T. And you have so much more energy, man, to do so much more stuff. And if that's important to you, because it's going to hit every man at some point. You probably have it. You've been fighting it, but it's not working for you. Hey, I got to tell you, the ED part really messed with me for a long time. It really effed me up. But I got to tell you, get on this program. It's gone quickly. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. We got more on the way. Call them today and set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. 877-455-7300. You'll meet with their professionals. You'll get great results. You decide if you want to do the program, but I know you're going to like it. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Before we get back to the show here, we are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Joe's Guy Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. To enter, text the word ROCKSTAR to 20357. That's ROCKSTAR.
Better now.
20357.
You're making things better now, Woody.
Yes, sir. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest message and data rates apply on text and drive. This is a Live Nation show. And real quick, Joe, leader in the clubhouse for text of the day. Texas said, you know who should sign Justin Tucker? And he said, the Yankees.
Ooh.
I like that one. That was good. All right. That was kind of funny.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Hey, real quickly, too, we got our event Friday night. You haven't mentioned it.
I haven't because we haven't gotten to that yet. But
well, I want to mention that because I'm really looking forward to it.
You're in charge.
Well, I'm not in charge, but and don't worry,
you're de facto program director. You can be out there. Here.
No, well, listen, you know, you're going to be a big part of it, and you
I will be.
And by the way, if you want to come, great. And if you can't make it, don't worry about it. But we're going to have a good time out there.
All right. Well, let me give you the information. It is coming up on Friday, Tabacone at Plantation Walk. We are starting at 6 o'clock. You can enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed at this point, Joe. Just stop on by. It is Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacone at Plantation Walk, presented by our friends at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at EdmoreSawgrass.com. You do have to be 21 to attend event.
That's going to be a good time, man. Chris does a great job, by the way, over there, too. If you're going to looking for a Buick, a Cadillac, or a Chevy.
That's the place to go, man.
That is a hell of a place. He does a heck of a job. And then on top of all of that, he sponsors a lot of our stuff here. And we are going to have the ultimate bonding evening on Friday. If I've given up a Friday night, Mrs. Rose, go make plans because I'm going out and have a good time. I hope a lot of you. No, I just hope everybody will have a chance to come out. We got everybody.
We should have the hockey game on there, I think so, for people that are concerned about the hockey game.
We have our marketing guy do one thing. That would be it. Yeah, get a TV out there.
You're not a big fan of his.
I think he could do better, yeah.
Is it his personality or is it the fact he brings his dog to work? Which one grinds your gears more?
No, he's fine. He's fine. They all love him here. Hey,
they really like the dog.
Yeah, well.
Boy, Zog loves the dog.
He loves that dog.
Doesn't he have, the dog wears a vest that says, emotional support or something?
I guess there's probably something there, yeah.
Mm.
You got to leave that alone.
That guy's coming on an airplane.
By the way, sitting next to you.
Right next to you. Yep.
And you'll like it. I know what you're thinking, but you can't say anything about it, jerky.
Yeah. I don't like flying. I have to bring this dog with me. By the way, be the first person ever to like commercial air travel. You ever heard anyone say, I love traveling. I just love it. You ever heard anyone say that?
No.
I love those parking garages at the airport. Boy, I love searching for parking spots. Security, it's great.
I feel like, and I know they got all kinds of problems at the airports right now. I saw this story last night, but I go mostly to Sacramento, which is not, there's not too many direct flights. There's a few out of Miami. They're not every day. And
out of Fort Lauderdale. Luck, man. Oh
but I got to tell you, everything to Sacramento, getting home or getting out there, there's always a delay or a broken down plane. And it's nobody's fault. I mean, stuff happens. I'm not sitting here mad at the airlines. I'm not. One night I spent in L.A. before I could go from Sacramento to L.A. to get home overnight. It's a trip from hell. I've tried a lot of different ways to get back. And nothing like a direct flight where you get on Woody and you know that plane ain't stopping, man. But when you got to stop. Yeah, but if
the stoppages have ramped up over the years, though, man. People going nuts on a plane. They go, well, we got to turn around. This guy's out of control.
I did do the Miami-San Francisco. It was actually a great experience. It's just a little bit longer drive getting up there to.
It's a nice drive, though, isn't it?
It is. Except for, you know.
You've just had very bad luck in Dallas. Dallas has not been your friend.
But anyway, we got this event Friday night, man. This Friday night, and it's going to be fun. And like you said, everybody from QAM is going to be out there. And I think Big Bo. Big Bo said he's coming out.
Nice.
He's a big Chris Atkins buyer out there. So he's coming out. And he's driving a caddy. I had to think about Bo for a second. He's got
he driving a Cadillac?
He's a caddy guy.
Nice.
Those caddies got room, man.
Those are sweet.
So, yeah, I'm a
driving the big of that.
I'm
SUV.
A Chevy. He's a caddy. No, he's just got a nice Cadillac car.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he could fit in one of those. That's good.
That's a long-legged dude, man.
Bo.
Yeah. Bo's, that's a big, long dude.
And you need
sure.
every inch of your car to fit.
No, not this thing. This thing
you,
is.
You fit well?
Yeah, this thing. This Tahoe is.
Have you ever test drove a Corvette? Just to see if you could fit.
So they came out with the new ones, and they go, you got to try it. So I was in there
with the engine and
with the Chevy
trunk,
guys.
Right? One of those.
And I go, look, at this is really cool. Can you help me get out of it? It just. I look at I like they're unbelievable, but I just didn't fit in it.
Can you imagine? That's like a kind of car you'd use to pick up girls, right? You imagine like driving down, like you're on South Beach or something. You're trying to look cool in that thing, and you have to have someone pry you out of the car.
Yeah,
because you can't get up.
What was that old dinosaur cartoon? Where the Flintstones?
The Flintstones, where they drive
yeah, where
the
they,
car with their feet.
Yeah, and the guy's like
the dinosaur. The, yeah, he puts
yeah,
his head out.
The, yeah. yeah, that's me in that Corvette.
So the guy actually had to help you out of the car.
Yeah, well, you know,
I shouldn't be laughing.
Slowing down a little bit. Go, hey, man, this is great. It's really cool. They, hey, you want to take it for a drive, you know? And we got one outside, not just here in the showroom. I go, yeah, I'm fine. But they are sweet. Look at they are. That look.
Yeah.
Is the new ones are ridiculous. They are really, really nice. But
you get the itch after going F1 out there. Drive around one
God,
of those,
those
huh?
Those cars. Taking pictures of those cars. I was like a little groupie out there. Taking pictures of F1 cars. Friggin' $1 million. I go, what do these cost if you're just a... Because they're about $1 million. We figured...
Yeah. So they have cars, too. Like, I don't know how much of the grounds you walk, but they have all these, you know, weird dealerships, like these, like, really extreme dealerships have, you know, things set up around there. And they had all these, like, $1 million supercars all
yeah.
around. And
yeah. No, it's...
Some of those things are yeah. pretty wild.
That's a different world out. That F1 world is a different world, man, of
people
of money.
Choppering in. That's you know,
they're
the
not,
gold standard there.
They're not on budget. They don't hear the word budget, eh? They don't hear the word we got to cut back too much when you're at one of those events. Hey, by the way, we've got all kinds of stuff. Great finishes last night, man. Couldn't stay awake, but got a chance to see him this morning. Just fantastic. Denver goes on the road and beats Oklahoma City for that Oklahoma City team is fantastic. But Jokic goes for 42 points and 22 rebounds. And everybody's already pretty much said he's not going to win the MVP. He's going to finish second in the balloting. And then on top of that, New York, 20 down in the third quarter last night, come all the way back to beat Boston in overtime. The Celtics did something. They shot 60 three-point shots. They made 15 of them. Woody, 60 of their 97 shots were three-pointers. That's what drives people nuts about the NBA today. Now listen, that team won a championship, and they're not going to change. They're going to shoot a lot of them. 60 of 97 shots were three-point. Mid-range? Going to the basket?
Man, I get you on that. But the other thing, like, too, is if the games were played in the 80s and the 90s, like, people, you know, would complain, too. So.
Woody, 60 three-point shots?
I know.
They're great when you make them. You can blow somebody out. But when you don't, you can lose.
And they got the, you know, the scientists or whatever they call them, you know, sitting upstairs that are doing all the analytics, and they go, better percentage.
I was thinking of Ron Rothstein because all this three-point shooting.
Don't think of Ron.
By the way, the old-school NBA guys hate
I know.
All this extra three-point shooting. Like, going down for a layup, he's going to dunk it. No, he's going to throw it back out to a guy wide open for a three. What did I see the other day? I'm watching Golden State and some other teams. They got a, you know,
fast break, and
a fast
kick,
break,
yeah.
and they go – nah, forget the layup or dunking it. Flip it. Let's pick up an extra point here. Knock it down. And that's the league now, man. That is that's where this league
but
is.
But guys can shoot, man, and it's amazingly enough, it's 1 through 5 can shoot now for the most part, right?
Woody,
almost every center, it seems like, nowadays can shoot.
Yes. Yeah, if you're a three-pointer, and if you don't shoot it, they're going to have you like Bam. Like, Bam, keep shooting threes in the offseason. So the most amazing thing that took place last night, one of them, if you like all sports, I watched Shohei Ohtani. I tried to watch as many at-bats because he's in town. He hit a line drive off his bat that I thought, all right, one hop to the wall, for a home run. It was ripped. One of the hardest hit baseballs of the year. They got stats for everything. Last night, if you get a chance to see it, it is a line drive that just never comes down. It just right over the right field wall last night. Just incredible. As Freeman, Ohtani both had home runs last night, and Sandy Alcantara had five innings pitch and gave up five runs. More of the Dodgers and that show coming up today and tomorrow. If you want to get out there and see that show, it's pretty damn good. Hey, hurricane season is coming. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. These guys do unbelievable work. It's growing. It's just quality people, great products, on time. You're going to be real happy once you see it. Save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows, low as $3 per window per month installed. So don't wait for the next storm. The one thing you can do before hurricane season is protect your home with the best products, and Loctite would love to do it for you. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Call 954-500-LOCK. Covering all of South Florida for the before hurricane season. Get it done with Loctite Impact today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Woody, what do you have for us this morning?
I have a good one for you, Joe. But first, one that's slightly less interesting. The NHL decided that they are going to sub the 2026 All-Star Weekend with some sort of international event here. And this is smart. They're doing this because of the Olympics, and they don't want to get in the way of, you know, all that. And so they were going to push they were supposed to be in Long Island or wherever the Islanders play. And they're going to push that by a year. So they're going to do an international event here and try to make the Olympics the focus. How good are the Olympics going to be?
Oh!
Is there anything like that thing we just saw?
Well, I think that set them up. I got to tell you, this commissioner, who, by the way, I know a lot of people don't like him, but he's done a pretty good job. He got creative on that little thing, and it was good. And I agree. I think the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, are going to be unbelievable. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. I would like to see Russia in there with their team because they got Ovechkin and a bunch of players.
Are they banned?
Fun to watch. I don't know. I think they are, aren't they?
I don't know. Is it steroid or war-related?
Oh, I'm guessing it's that war-related. Yeah. I think that's kind of turned a lot
Didn't they used to get banned for steroids?
Yeah, they've had that problem. I think China's had that problem in certain sports, too.
Yeah.
Juicing.
Remember, Ivan Drago was juicing. Remember that?
Trying to keep up with the great athletes here in this country.
Yeah. I happen to love the Winter Olympics much more than I do the summer, but
all right.
It's just me.
That's
I like
all
those snow
that's
sports,
how different
man.
We are.
I know.
Guys, you know what I watched? I watched this. They had this track meet down here. Professional
you told me about
track
that.
Meet.
I'm into
Friggin'
track,
guy
though.
Ran a 9.7 900 meters.
So you can get into a sport nowadays because of these documentaries. And I watched it. I never really was into track. I watched that documentary, and I kind of really enjoy it now.
It could do that for those documentaries, man.
You learn who the people are.
And the Winter Olympics back where up by Tahoe, where I grew up, are huge because a lot of Olympic athletes up there, and everybody's into winter sports. But I like summer sports. Yeah, I'm always like the 100, the 200, the 400, the relays, the long jump.
I got you.
I like high jump, all that stuff.
I like the X Games too. You ever watch the X? The Winter
no, I'm
X
not
Games.
Into that.
Winter X Games
kind
rules,
of,
man.
Kind of made up stuff. Yeah.
It's fun. What did you say?
Late made up in the game here. That's not
okay.
I like the original.
Sean
stuff,
White
man.
Started his own league too.
I like the.
You don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I do. Isn't that the redhead?
Yeah, it is actually.
Long red hair? Yeah. Smart ass.
All right, I know you know who this is,
I'll
Joe.
Watch everything, will
congratulations
you?
Is due to Larsa Pippen.
What'd she do now?
Apparently is going to be getting married.
She's been.
What did you say?
She's what?
I don't know what you just said. Did I need to dump that?
No.
Okay. She's getting married to a 31-year-old former pro basketball player.
I've seen pictures of the guy, but wow, that was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, apparently they said in front of the paparazzi, it says at a swanky event in Miami on Sunday night, must have been F1 related, said that they are set to get married in November.
I always wonder, that kid's getting his career going finally, Scottie Pippen Jr. Right? He's pretty good. Who's he play for? Memphis? Is that who he? Where is he?
Yes.
And he's turned out to be a pretty good guy. Remember, he was.
So when, it's funny, I play fantasy basketball, so I know about these things. When John Morant was serving his gun suspension or whatever, he put up some good numbers.
But can you imagine, you got to deal with all that stuff with you?
Yeah, it's ugly.
Your mother?
It's bad. The Marcus Jordan thing, not good either.
Can you imagine calling your mom going, Mom, can you not bang any of the guys in this league, please? Just can you stay out of the NBA, please?
Does Scotty go to the ceremony? Probably not, right?
No, I'm guessing.
No. They're not friends, you don't think?
I don't know.
This is so weird. They're on a show together, by the way.
Who?
Pippen and I guess this guy.
Oh, this guy, not Scotty.
No,
Scotty.
No. I was
Scotty's still pissed at Michael Jordan somewhere. Still mad.
Yeah.
About the documentary. I freaking hate Michael Jordan. I can't believe he did. They made me look so bad.
Does your wife watch those shows? My wife does it to decompress at night. She watches these shows with it's a combination of the housewives and the realtors. Have you seen the shows with the realtor women?
We have those on all the time.
Oh my God. They just scream at each other. The entire show is a big fight.
Yeah.
She likes it. I don't know. Apparently, they're very popular programs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to watch The Housewives of Miami or any of those things. If I do, I go to Atlanta. Those women get after it now. The Atlanta women?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. They got different gear to them. That's if you're going to do that, then you got to go. You got to go those women in Atlanta.
So I don't know if these shows are similar to like The Real World. I used to watch The Real World a lot. Because I was like growing up, and they would just trap these people in a house and give them as much alcohol as they could possibly consume.
See if they all bang each other and sleep with each other. Yeah.
There's a combination of that and fighting.
Yeah.
Those shows got a little mean-spirited sometimes.
Thank
you. Speaking of Michael Jordan, he has a very rare card. This is a really cool card that is coming up for auction here, Joe. Are you a Sports Illustrated for Kids guy? You ever seen those cards?
Of course.
Those cards that they put in there, they're like the perforated tear cards.
Yes.
They are very, very rare and very valuable, the older ones. There are less than 200 copies of the 1989 Jordan card that have even been graded.
Wow.
Less than 200. This one happens to be signed by Michael Jordan. It is hitting the auction block now. They expect this thing only to go for $5,000. The last one sold for $5,750. So we'll see where this goes. But this is the it does appear that this is the only one with an autograph that has been up for auction recently. So,
man.
I think this is cool. Those cards are pretty crazy,
amazing,
though.
That whole market to me is just incredible. What's happened with these cards?
The craziest like perforated card I've ever seen though has to be the Rocks Miami Hurricanes card that they gave out at the Orange Bowl. You ever seen that one? It's got a Bumblebee Tuna logo on it.
Oh, the Bumblebee!
it was a Miami Hurricanes card. It's that sells for thousands of dollars. Very, because people threw that kind of stuff away.
Can you imagine when he's going to be the president? What that card's going to be worth?
Is he in the mix? Is he going to be him against Stephen A?
Know.
That ought to be fun.
Tell me Stephen A's joking about this thing. The country needed a big laugh. Stephen A wants to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who knows at this point. And finally, Joe, Pedro Pascal's Mandalorian helmet just sold at auction. Pedro Pascal, by the way, is in your show. What's that show, the Pablo Escobar?
Yes.
He's Pablo Escobar, right? I believe.
Yes.
His Mandalorian helmet sold for $138,000.
Oh, man. You done?
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
For a helmet.
I don't get it, but.
You have to display that in your house now.
I don't get it, man. I don't get some of the stuff. I get the collecting stuff. I did as a kid. I wish I said it a million times.
How many people do you think got handed that card at the Orange Bowl, whatever day they gave that away? How many, what did that place hold, 80? 90?
The old Orange Bowl, I want to say 76, sound right? 76.
About 80. How many people you think just got that as they walked in? And
I don't know how many people. So if they had if they were playing somebody crappy, there could have been 20, 25
That's
at
true.
The game.
A day game? Yeah.
Even those great teams, when they played bad teams, yep. not a lot of people went. But when they played the big boys, it was loaded up, ready to go, loud and proud. Hey, we got to go to break. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. We've got Kyle Crabbs, Locked On Fins, and Locked On NFL Scouting podcast. And I swear, I feel like every time I call him, then something happens with Tyreek. There's some kind of Tyreek news out there. Hey, I want to talk about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second. Listen. 35 years in the business, and if you're looking for a mortgage person to help you out, you just found a home you really like, you're a first-time home buyer, he's got a program for you to get you qualified quickly, get you in the game, fix rates in the fives right now. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, he's got a program for you. Listen, when the banks say no, Michael Kotze says, don't give up yet, let me help you. And he's about great service. No matter what your situation is, always been that way. Go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. He gets great ones. And listen, he's just got great programs for you. And if, like I said, self-employed, been declined by the banks, that program, you don't have to worry. He's going to help everybody out there. Reverse mortgages, one of the more popular mortgages we have right now. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. And again, Michael Kotze can get it done in half the time of the big banks. Why? The guy works, man. He is a working machine. If you stay in business 35 years in the mortgage business and you're still going strong, you've been able to adjust to everything. And that's what Michael Kotze has done by working 7 days a week. The man has no life. He's always working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. You need to get something done quickly, even on a Saturday or Sunday. Let Michael Kotze get started with you. Get the paperwork and get you a nice jump start there. MLS 166254. Rates and terms. Subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.